Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain. Talk a little shit, and y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live on a Friday. Go see Marty. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Let's Brunches More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back. Your boy's back in the building. We're going to have another fire episode on this Friday. Having a great week so far. Hope y'all having a great week so far. Got all my workouts in. This is the second podcast as a 32-year-old. Yes, I'm getting older. But it is what it is. We're going to continue this podcast anyway. Before we get to the comments and we start this podcast, I need y'all to do one thing. I need y'all to hit that like button. You're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The coolest fitness podcast out. The coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining, the most haters, the most backlash. And the list continues. And I can call out this list all day, but we got a podcast to do, so make sure my first timers, my returners, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. And one thing before I get in the comments, man, listen, bruh, y'all gotta stop being sensitive. Is the world a better place if we're fitter versus fatter? I think it's better if we're fitter. So stop getting sensitive at the tone and the delivery and listen to the message, and let's get in these comments and have a fire episode. Live on a Friday for my hotel gym workout. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for showing up, Jenny. RJ, live on a Friday. Hey, live on a Friday. He's back. Live on a Friday. Hey, what's up, fam? Muted my Muay Thai fight for this. Let's cook. Hey, I appreciate that, bro. Mark Carter, what's up, DMV from NYC? Shout out to my New Yorkers. Hey, live on a Friday. What's up, my boy? What's up, SAG? Mike Hawkins is back. Mike Hawkins ain't missed this episode. What up, Mike? Mac Pluto, Don King, back in the building on a Friday. Hey, Don King on a Friday. Live on a Friday. What up, Joe? Mike, you were catching strays in the last live, bro. Yeah, Mike. Hey, Mike pressed me out, too.
What?
Mike pressed me out. Mike was like, You really gonna say my name? You know I wasn't there, man. Yes.
Belly Deli?
Because you was liking Dank.
Belly Deli?
What up, Shy? If you pop a rubber snow tube because you a big back, don't watch the podcast. Uh-oh. The curls today, love it. Thank you, Jenny. Big Spider in the building. If she 300, she a Chrysler. If she 510, she can't get in. If she 600, she can't watch the podcast. You're definitely getting kicked out today, buddy. You're starting off like that. It's going to be a rough day for you, buddy. What up, Reek? What up from Southwest Florida? Love your channel. Golden Ram, appreciate you, bruh. And let's get this episode going, man. Hey, hold up. Stop the cap. What up? What Joe Thomas say? Joe Thomas said he watching Muay Thai. Hey, Joe Thomas, I got some Muay Thai for you. Big back Muay Thai for
Benny,
you.
Benny.
Okay, don't think I know I said something the other day about big people going to run out of breath on a punch. Apparently not. Let's check it out.
Strike.
Damn.
Boom. Hadouken. That's
what y'all doing with him? Don't think because he's big back, he can't strike. Hold up. He can't strike. Don't think because he's big back, he can't fight. Joe Thomas, what you doing with that?
Right, strike.
Yeah.
Boom. Hadouken. That's tappy.
I'm going to say this. Tappy Tappy sounds crazy. First of all, we're going to give him a no diddy.
No diddy, you know?
First of all, I think I don't care how much skill you have. I truly believe you are at a disadvantage if you are overweight. Because like I said the other day, you got to be in shape for combat. You got to be in shape to defend yourself. So that's just my opinion. But I had to throw that little joke in there because that joint had me crying earlier. For real. Anyway. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's really get this episode started. I had to start y'all off with a joke, and I'm killing y'all already. And hit the like button. All right, we got this girl capping about her workouts.
Stop the cap.
Listen. Oh, yeah, I hear y'all go. Oh, the comments coming up late. Tappy Tappy was zesty.
No diddy, you know.
Hadouken, LMAO. We call that boosh to do. Hey, yo. That straight capping, right? Put him against a Muay Thai fighter and see what happens. Oh, he's getting cooked by a Muay Thai fighter, bro. That is elite shape. That's Muay General Sal Chicken.
Dom DeMarco. Strike
three, you're out.
What I tell you, buddy, we're not doing this today. We're not tolerating that today, buddy. That push with the belly was wild. Eskirma. Dudes are usually more serious than that. Hey, oh man. Street Fighter made it with a marshmallow. Bars.
Dom DeMarco.
He looked just like his metabolism. Slow. Tappy Tappy Zesty sounds like a salad dressing flavor. Yeah.
No diddy, you know?
That Tappy Tappy Zesty was crazy. All right. Black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yeah, Spider tripping. This girl is lying about her workouts. This is crazy. Y'all gonna see where she went after the gym and what she was doing at the gym. Ninja would have made more realistic if he Kamehameha. Y'all are wild. Let's check out this girl, man.
Oh my God. You went to Planet Fitness, but you're not doing shit?
Uh-oh.
What's my name, bitch?
Hold up. Dude up top, he can't be talking shit. He big back too. Hold up.
Big back activity.
Yo, what you saying, bitch? Yo, you need to get up and work.
Oh, he called her a B-word. He got to chill. He's wildin'.
Work out, fat ass nigga.
How he calling her fat?
You ugly.
A few moments later.
Oh, yo, you was in the Planet Fitness.
Bro, I knew we had him. Hey, you stalking people?
So she not at Planet Fitness no more. She wasn't doing nothing there. What's she doing now?
No, I'm not. Yo, where you at right now? You in a bar now?
We're at IHOP.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
How you go to IHOP after Planet Fitness? How you go to IHOP after the workout? But I thought the diet don't work for you the same.
The diet don't work for you the same!
I thought black women was fat because of racism.
Phobia is rooted in racism?
I thought black women can't unbig their back.
I can't unbig my back. I can't unbig my back.
But you at IHOP after Planet Fitness.
Okay, so you went straight from the Planet Fitness into the fucking IHOP. You ain't do no workout, nothing. Yo.
We worked out. Yes. We worked out and then we got.
Y'all did not work out.
Stop the cap.
She didn't do shit. She was sitting down chilling.
I was sitting down after I worked out.
Okay.
What did you work on? What exercise
did she work on?
I did my butt.
You did your.
What did you work on? I did my butt.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Stop the cap.
That's not even how you say what she was trying to say. The girls that work out going to say, I did leg day. We worked on glutes. Butt day, booty day. I did butt. That sounds crazy.
No Diddy, you know.
First, that, hold on, hold on.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's bad.
That sounds crazy.
Your butt. I ain't gonna lie, you need to be working on something else, like slim it down.
Well, he cooked her.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Yeah, ladies, don't come in here lying about your workouts, man. And ladies, don't go to IHOP after the workout. You defeat the whole purpose. You sitting here getting a pancake stack after you was trying to unbig your back? Hold up. You was trying to get some bacon?
Bacon has its own oil!
After you left Planet Fitness? Insane. And these be the same people that make excuses talking about they can't lose no weight.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Come on, y'all. We got to do better, man. I'm just pointing out the real shit. Because that right there is crazy. Trying to get a pancake stack after trying to unbig your back. That's the next bar. I might have to put that in a video because that's ridiculous. Big back on big back crime. Absolutely. Planet Fitness to IHOP. Ridiculous. The diet don't work for you the same. It doesn't, Jenny.
The diet don't work for you the same.
The diet only works for Jenny. Back cakes. Hey, yo. Back cakes sound like
my back pregnant.
Well, let's not call girls the B word. You know me. I don't be calling no girls the B word. But yeah, that was crazy. Big back on big back criticism. Cuz need to get in the gym too. They went to IHOP for the free pancakes this past Tuesday to celebrate National Pancake Day. That's what that was. But if you're gonna do that, don't go to Planet Fitness right before. The diet doesn't work for them because of big bones and my thyroid issues. That
the diet
right.
don't work for you the same.
Make sure y'all hit the like button. What did you work out? What workouts did you do for your butt? Thank you. She ain't do nothing. No butt workouts. She did flat butt workouts. Cardboard butt workouts. Cottage cheese butt workouts. That's the butt workouts she did. Because she did everything but actually work out. She did everything but break a sweat. Sweat check. She did everything but actually put some work in. What's wrong with these big backs? Let's keep it going. She worked out the order for IHOP, but happy Friday, y'all. You know what else she ordered from IHOP?
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
She ordered pancakes and cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
That's all she did at IHOP. And she hopped from Planet Fitness to IHOP. She hopped everywhere but the gym. And she didn't hop in the gym because she ain't do no cardio. She didn't hop on no treadmill but went to IHOP after the Planet Fitness. Make it make sense. Listen. Don't get me started today. It's Friday. It's Friday. I'm cooking today. It's Friday. I hit the stairs for 20 minutes on 2 and went to IHOP. I used to see it all the time when I first started working out. Yeah, that's insane. She did her butt. That's some OnlyFans language.
No Diddy, you know?
That shit was crazy. Planet Fitness trainers and IHOP captains look the same. IHOP. What the fuck is an IHOP captain? IHOP captain is crazy, bro. She on the drizzled bacon diet. Yeah, she did. She did drizzling some bacon on some pancakes.
Bacon has its own oil!
She went from squat rack to pancake stack. Burn 300 calories, but eat 3,000 at IHOP. But bit the calories from an IHOP meal will burn from the workout. But... I don't know what you was trying to say, but I thought about this.
Bitch, that become my food with B&B.
That's what I thought about. Bro was out of pocket for using the B-word. Yeah, the B-word was crazy. Flat IHOP pancakes looking butt workout. Yes. No lie, I worked out with a friend, and she had the nerve to say, I'm going to Popeyes after this. By the way, happy belated birthday. Well, first of all, thank you, Chelsea, and your friend is out of her mind.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
Your friend is out of her mind.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Because it ain't no way.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
You need to send your friend this podcast because it ain't no way.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
She needs to see Brett Contreras. I've seen that name. I can't remember who that is. Forgot to tell you Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Let's look at it again.
Oh my God. You went to Planet Fitness, but you're not doing shit.
Terrell. What's my name, bitch?
Yo, what you saying, bitch? Yo, you need to get up and work out, fat ass nigga.
You ugly.
A few moments later.
Oh, yo, you was in the Planet Fitness.
Bro, I knew we had him. Hey, you stalking people?
No, I'm not. Yo, where you at right now? You in a bar now?
We're at IHOP.
Okay, so you went straight from the Planet Fitness
crazy
to fucking IHOP. You ain't do no workout, nothing. Yo.
We worked out.
Yes. It's crazy.
She didn't do shit. She was sitting down chilling.
I was sitting down after I worked out.
What did you work on? What exercises did you do?
I did my butt.
You did your butt? I ain't gonna lie, you need to be working on something else, like slimming down.
No diddy, you know?
Yeah, get her ass off the screen and I'm killing y'all on this episode. That was crazy. Oh my God. Tunchi's back. Did someone ring the Tunchi alarm? Tunchi's back. Where's he at? Where'd he go? Tunchi's back. Shout out to the best co-host in the game. What's good, bro? Tunchi's back. G5 sitting on the runway. Big ass job. I call that Beyonce. Tunchi's back. What's good, my guy?
What's up, my guy? Yes,
shit.
Sir.
Shit, we in here, man. You know, it's still birthday week. We still cutting up.
Yeah, for sure. I was about to say, you know, just because the day that went by doesn't mean it still ain't the B-day for the source.
Ain't that what the females do? It's birthday all month.
Big
it's birthday guy. All month.
Happy birthday.
Big back all month. Big back every month. Damn, man, when do you not big back?
Right, damn, give it a break.
Oh, snap. Joe Thomas, she did call him the B word first, now that I think about it. She did. Wildin', yeah, don't talk to nobody like that. The calories in the IHOP breakfast will burn fast in a workout. Shit. I just said tune aloud in the hotel gym. That's hilarious. AC Marty Fit. Wifey turned 50 today. Okay, happy birthday to Wifey.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, man. All right, man. We got the Tune favorite show. Pop the balloon.
Happy Friday.
Pop the balloon on the Friday. Let's check out this girl on Pop the Balloon was going crazy. She talking about why she don't like a dude. So let's see why she ain't like a dude, and let's see what she looks like. Let's check it out.
Now, is Cedric someone that's your type?
No.
Okay. What makes him not your type?
The way he looks.
Oh. Hold up. Well, I guess somebody's type is a Humpty Dumpty built to like her. I guess somebody's type is
Belly Deli
on the top and bottom. To like her. I guess my style is
my back pregnant.
To like her. Let's keep it going.
Not for real.
So when you say the way he looks, like his the face. Outfit. Oh.
She better chill.
Okay.
He's fine.
Okay. With that big mama arm.
Very cool. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, don't laugh. Please.
You're making me laugh. I'm not trying not
him.
To.
He should be the last person laughing on this stage.
Oh yeah. Damn. Ooh, hold up.
Yeah. Why are you laughing at him?
What?
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hey, ladies.
All right. Well, that is all the balloons pops. Bobby Doo, thank you so much for coming on. You. Let's go ahead and.
And that's why nobody picked her big ass. Listen, man, I'm all for liking what you like. But if you built like that, don't be talking about what people look like. And rejecting people like that.
Nope.
She lucky I wasn't up there.
Nope.
Talking about I don't like the way he looks. We don't like the way you look. And the ninjas who do like the way you look.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
They need a place to stay. Just got out of jail. Don't have a job and ain't put in no job applications. she need to chill out. But I think the nerve of a lot of people who are, one, lazy, they don't take care of themselves, they don't prioritize their health, I think the standards are too fucking high and through the roof. What you think, Tune?
I'm trying to figure out when did people become so brazen?
Yeah.
That was brazen. You feel me? Especially for somebody.
That was crazy.
I can see if you in top tier shape, it's obvious. You know, you bringing something to the table, you got a six pack or something desirable.
That's something going on.
Like a desirable body, something that's just like, all right, damn, you could talk like that. But damn, shorty, you look like, you know, you like a dumpster on wheels. What are we talking about? You feel me? Big body ass.
Fresh out the drive through.
Yeah, fresh out of IHOP.
Yeah, fresh out the drive through.
It's Burger King.
Yeah, like, dude, this Wendy's.
Fresh from the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
She walked up before and then just popped a balloon. All I heard was. Who the hell is that? That's Blue Dress. That's Blue Dress with the double belly in the front and one on the bottom and one on the top.
Belly?
But yeah, no, that honestly though, that was crazy. And then if you peep.
No, is Cedric someone that's.
If you peep, you see the caption. It says she woke up, ate a big unhealthy breakfast and chose violence.
Nope.
Nah, I'm sorry, man. No body shaming, bro. Because if it was a bum ass dude up there with some dirty, dingy clothes on, you know, going at some solid females talking like that, it would be the same reaction. This right here is ridiculous, bro.
And then what strikes me even more is the fact that bruh didn't even attempt to put up a fight. No fight back or anything. He just took it like that's like the equivalent of somebody just spitting on your face and you're like, all right, whatever.
Cause it's normalized now, bro. This obesity,
Soft shit. Some soft ass shit. And he deserves to get talked to like that if he's not gonna stand up for himself. Especially as a man. And it's like, it's not even like no funny shit or no Diddy, right? No funny, no Diddy. Pause, no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
But bruh doesn't even look like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a whole nother combo.
Yeah, facts. But it's not like bruh was overweight or he looked like trash. Then I can be like, all right, that the comment would have been unwarranted, but it bruh looked like a halfway decent human being, if you ask me.
Yeah.
He didn't stand up for himself or, you know, even put up a fight. Yeah, bro, masculinity, bottom of the map, you know. Testosterone in the negatives.
No testosterone, bro.
No nuts, bro. New film.
No Diddy, you know.
All facts, though.
Facts. Terrible.
Yeah, the estrogen level high in these grown men, especially our men, you know, our black men.
You gonna let somebody with a badly built talk to you like that? That's crazy work. That's actually quite heinous.
Okay, what makes him not your type?
The way he looks. I'm not trying to be.
No. That build is crazy, bro.
The other niggas laugh. They laughing, bro.
They laughing because of how ridiculous that is, bro.
Keep going.
Funny, he's just not my type.
Nah, for real.
So when you say the way he looks, like his face. The outfit. Oh. Okay.
He's fine.
Okay. Very cool. Thank you.
Okay. Don't laugh. Please.
You're making me laugh.
No. This is crazy, bro. This is actually insane, but her build is crazy to be acting like that, though.
I wonder who enabled that type of confidence for you to be built like that. Big as hell. You can't even, that dress don't even look good on you. Are you talking crazy like that?
Nah, that's insane, bro.
Oh my gosh. I should have left in that joint. She'd have left in that joint crying. We shutting the show down like the one dude who always catches
Aaron the plumber. We going straight crash out mode on there. You don't qualify.
Nope.
I absolutely have to. Do you have to do this? I absolutely have to do this. You don't qualify.
Nope.
You don't qualify, baby girl.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Give me the microphone. What are you talking about?
Crazy, bro.
That's insane work. Whoa.
She a Popeye's biscuit away from starting linebacker weight.
Lord, I had to get from Popeye's.
All those gents are extremely handsome. What's going on? Unclear. You look in the mirror lately, lady? Built like an ice cream cone. Probably mad no one picked her. Yeah, Baskin Robbins built that. Why don't you use that kid say happy Friday as a sound effect? I'll put it on here, man.
You gotta get that joint funny as shit.
That joint hilarious, bro. She said the way he looks and she looks like a blue Pillsbury dough girl. Facts. Hobosexuals be in her DM. Yes. If the shoe was on the other foot, she wouldn't be able to handle it. Of course not. Them chicks on there get rejected and they get in their feelings and want to cut on ninjas. Crazy. She need some probiotics. Baby looking bloated. Yeah, she need more than probiotics. She need a pro personal trainer. A pro gym membership.
Your back has a back.
She had a good old 80 pounds on, buddy. Yeah.
She need a Pro Bowl invite? Big ass.
More stomach than booty. Facts. Your stomach sticking out more than the booty is crazy. Tune stressing no ditty for clarity. You got to.
No ditty, you know.
I love you, live, man.
Dude was definitely scared. She definitely Alabama State. If you stand up for yourself, especially against black women, you know you're called sassy and you hate your mama. Yeah, they just called me that today. I just got called that today. So it is what it is. She built like a large Dove chocolate bar.
Facts.
And she got a fupa. I'm not letting a joint built like a D battery talk crazy to me. Nope.
Nope.
She an Iverson Mall cookie stand 10. I know she got sticky traps in the crib and make a mean out chicken outfit.
Nope.
Hey, the cookie stand go crazy at Iverson Mall. I'm not even going to hold you, bro. I'm not going to hold you. If you front of DMV, you know exactly what I'm talking about, bro. The audacity's wild. Blue dress, fat, disgust, absolutely. Build like two icicles, isosceles triangles. I haven't heard that since fifth grade. That's called a booty do because your stomach sticks out more than your booty do. We got another pop the balloon joint. This one is the ninjas tune.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
This one is the ninjas tune.
You know, black people.
No,
this guy needs to get punched in the chest or something, man.
You're not qualified.
Run the fade. No. Somebody need to run the fade with this guy. Let's check it out.
Let's see what he's talking about.
Somebody needs to run the fade with him, tune.
Derrick, I ain't gonna lie. She 180, she a lady. 210, let me in. And I ain't gonna hold you. That's why I work out. Yeah, but that's why I got to unpop. But.
They hit the stop the cap.
Brother, this guy stinks!
Stop the cap.
We're cooked at this point, bro. We're cooked. I just post about this joint on the Grand Ninjas in the comments. Well, what if that's what he like? So, go down the road for diabetes. Go down the road for high blood pressure, high cholesterol, because a ninja likes it.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Continue to destroy your body because a ninja likes it.
I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
Don't get a gym membership because a ninja likes it. It's getting crazy out here, bruh. And it's our women subscribing to that bullshit. What you think about that, Tone?
At this point, women will do anything just because a ninja likes it. You know, women are risking their lives every day because a ninja built like a unpaid, what's his face? Walking Texas Ranger, built like an unpaid Walking Texas Ranger. Said he liked that 210, let me in. Come on, man. What man want a woman at 210 that weigh more than you, ninja? You feel me? Or weigh just as much as you. And you like all of 5'9", 5'9", 35% body fat, bro. Stop that shit, bro.
I say this all the time, bro. Any dude who has, like, solid options of fit women, smaller women, women who give a fuck about their health, is not choosing the 200-pound woman over that.
And it, and if they do, it's a very, 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 very small handful.
I mean, you're going to have one in a million, bro, but it's there's just no way, son.
That's
no
a fact.
Way, bro.
If we took a lineup of several different women, body type, physique, attributes, and we lined them up from most athletic to most unathletic, 9 times out of 10, the guys are going to pick what looks most physically attractive to them, which is probably going to be that most, like, you know, that woman that's in the gym that looks like they take care of themselves, that look like they live an active lifestyle. It's going to be very few guys that select the big body bends, you know what I'm saying? 2001 G class.
That's Escalade.
You feel me? Ninjas don't want that. You
GMC.
That joint ran up on the miles.
It's Ford not- F-150. Let's look at it again.
I ain't gonna lie. She 180, she a lady. 210, let me in. And I ain't gonna hold you. She all, I mean.
And this ninja's like 5'3".
Yeah, ninja, what you talking about?
And somebody was like, oh, we like them thick. That's not thick. That is not thick. That is an overweight woman. And she got that baggy ass, Whoopi Goldberg ass cape on right now. fuck she about to save the world?
Nope.
She about to say that.
What's her fuck her superhero name?
Nope.
super sister?
I'm not gonna say what race, what people
super back?
I'm not gonna say what race, what people
super big Shirley.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people
super Miss Parker.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people
super Miss Parker is crazy.
Doc back.
My back pregnant.
you
Back man and Robin Popeyes.
Lord, I think it's Popeyes.
Back Vader. That's crazy.
She about to go to every fast food restaurant and save all the French fries that ain't get bought that day. That's her way of saving the world.
Nope.
Yeah, these fast food places are wasting too much food.
It's Wendy's.
She's saving all the cheeseburgers that ain't get sold.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
This man cutting up tonight.
Cancel me. Cancel me. Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I work out. Yeah.
Then they use the workout excuse because they like dudes work out to go home to pick up 250-pound women, bro. I can't stand that shit, dog. That's not why we work out, bro.
Folks be lying on it, man. Why are you lying?
Why yeah, but that's why I got it on pop. But
why you always lying?
I need to get that sound. Bro, y'all are going crazy in the comments, bro. She doing an impression of a 2-pound sandwich and a 1-pound bag. Hey, yo. The fuck was this Street Fighter bullshit? Oh, Tune, you missed the Street Fighter, bro.
What? What?
You missed the Street Fighter. I'll show you at the end, bro. She built like a Wegman cashier. Yo, come on, bro. Yo, they really be built like that.
Wegman's a real mom.
You know you go to show. Check out John at Wegman's. It'd be a lady right there. Like, you know, cash your card.
Attitude like shit.
Why you built like that and mad? You got if you built like that, you gotta be pleasant. Yeah. You doing cash your card? Why your voice so deep? Are you doing cash your card? My bad. I'm sorry. Damn. I'm doing card. All right, over there.
before you have to run this phase.
Faye is definitely a savage. This generation is cooked like hell.
Facts, Baldy.
Simping ain't ever pimping. They said I'm a simp. He called me a simp the other day, bruh.
Your pee pee too small.
They said, you know, I got a small pee pee. Yes, Jenny, it's your fault as a white girl.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Aaron Simpson, hey yo. Homer Simpson.
Jessica Simpson.
Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson.
30 pounds is the difference between getting in and staying out. That's crazy, bruh. That's insane. Yo said he trying to get crushed. Good for him. He got it. That's crazy. Buddy, a cattle wrangler. That's what he like. Who in the Walker, Texas Ranger Chuck Norris hell is this ninja? Not sure. And he like 5'3". Chicks built like Danny DeVito, a.k.a. Penguin from Batman Returns. Hey, yo. That's crazy. Talking about applying pressure and I'm not settling. I'm just, listen, cancel me. Any ninja let me chill. Fuck it. Any ninja who cuffed that is settling. I don't care. You could do better, brother. Have some pride in yourself, brother. He done wrestle too much cattle. He wants to be with cattle. That's crazy. They'll choose fit women. That's crazy. That's insane. They'll choose fit women because she cares enough to take care of herself. Damn, growing up in the suburbs really saved me from being a big back Sharkeesha. Hey, yeah. That's a case or real smother love. He cuffing defensive tackles and raising other people's kids. Oh, he's definitely a stepdad.
Sure.
She got that Darkwing Duck fit on. Super back. Hold on. Super back. Super Bertha. Soul Food Sister. Super Fooper. Super sweet potato pie back. Did she pick him up? I bet dude simped and not get picked. Probably, I don't know. Fat activity for sure. Whole Foods cashier back. Wonder Bread woman. Uncrustable Hulk.
For Robin.
Gym simps usually settles for the 200-pound woman after they get rejected by the gym baddies because at the end of the day, it's still a warm hole. You're out of here, Mona. We're not doing that today.
Strike three, you're out.
I agree with the first part, though.
No, I agree with it. I would agree with it, too. That shit was just wild. Silver Diner Surfer. Not the Stone Cold button. Yeah, you know, she stayed with the cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Bradley Campbell, I love podcasts like these. Too much calling, not enough shaming, and being honest. Yeah, we're going to be honest here. So welcome to the show, brother. And we glad you found the show.
Welcome to the show.
She goes to the fast food restaurants after they close and asks them for free food like this.
It's Wendy's. It's Burger King.
Oh, you know what we tell him, Tune?
Derek, I ain't gonna lie. She hold 180, on, she a lady. 210, let me in, man.
You know what we say to him, Tune?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Oh, you didn't hear it? You didn't hear it? All right, bet. I got you.
I ain't gonna lie. She 180, she a lady. 210, let me in, and
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Best fitness podcast out. The Incredible Hulk. Big Back Adventures. Ayo. We work out to dodge and juke past 210 pounders. She looked like she worked at Dollar Tree. Family Dollar. Oh, man. The sensitive fat folks at an all-time high. Man, who you telling? Backman begins. The Dark Peace Chicken Night. Hey, yo. First thing a fat chick say when they get rejected is your PP little. Yeah, man, I made a post on Instagram the other day, and this girl went crazy talking about she know I got a little PP because a real man wouldn't care about a woman's weight. I said, have a nice day after I cut her ass up. had to cook her bad. I got to find that comment.
Now you got to cook her.
Yeah, you're not getting away with that.
Yeah, this ain't that.
Not that easy. It's not that easy. They that sweet over here.
Run this fade real quick.
Throw them up. Throw them up. Squabble up. Squabble up. Squabble up. Squabble up. Liking women equals simp. Apparently, it's gay to be nice to women. Hold up. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, Faye. Hold on, Faye. Let's get something straight. That's liking women does not mean simp. Being nice to women is not being a simp. We never said don't be nice to women. Me and Tune probably two of the nicest ninjas to women. The issue is when you let women get away with bullshit and you don't correct it. You don't check them for it. That's a simp.
Right. For sure.
Or you encourage a woman to do destructive behavior. That's a simp.
And
so let's get
not speak on it.
Yeah, let's get that straight there, Faye. We don't hate women here. This is not an incel red pill podcast. It's not
let's
that.
Let's also get this straight. We're nice to women, but we're not nice guys. Don't let that go over your head.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a nice guy. I'm a gentleman.
I'm a good guy, but I'm not a
good
nice
guy, but I'm not a nice guy. It's the difference. Big Batman return. I wish I could tell y'all more personal shit, but I can't. I can't. Because I'd be crashing out sometimes. Crashed out the other day. I can tell you about that too. Anyway. Yeah. Big back man, Red Robin. He secretly wants her to sit on his face. A big back fantasy. That's crazy. Super big six sister. Mona just said, yuck aloud. Hey, yo. That's the button we need. I got you, man. You say less. It's gonna be more of that. That's a new sound. She want 80. If she want 80, she a lady. I don't know if I'm gonna put that on here. I was waiting on that button. It's the truth. The wildest part is he can say do all that pandering and show pop the balloon because he not tall and she want a man with abs. Oh, you've been sarcastic. My fault, Faye. My bad, Faye. My bad, Faye. My bad. Lord back said, my bad, Faye. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the red pill. Okay, you're right. We are nice to women, but not a nice guy. Not a rhetorical or smart question. Long story short, because we got to keep it moving. You can't walk all over us, Jenny.
Yeah, this ain't that.
We'll hold the door open for you, but we're not. You can't walk over all over us, you know.
I like that. Well put.
All right, let's get to some fitness talk, man. This girl, I forgot who it was. I think the girls know who it is. She says she doesn't eat for taste anymore. Let's check it out.
I don't eat for taste. I stopped eating for taste, I want to say about a month ago. And it has transformed my waistline. Stop eating for taste. Everything don't have to be salty, sugary, sweet. Right now I'm having a kale salad, no dressing.
Shout out to her, man.
Dom DeMarco.
So I chose that video because
I saw that one too.
A lot of people, yeah, I think one of your clients reacted to it, right?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So a lot of people mess up on their fitness journey because they're so concerned with trying to get the things that taste the best instead of focusing on the things that's going to fuel their body and change their body. So you so used to going to Baskin Robbins and seafood boils that you think that the clean food is supposed to taste like that. That's just not how it go. You got to change your habits if you're trying to get rid of that back.
Big back activity.
If you're trying to really get slim thick.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
What you think about that, Tune?
I like this video because I agree with her 1,000%. Years ago, I stopped eating for taste, and I started eating and start looking at food from the lens that the food is only there to fuel my body and have me to perform at an optimal level.
Right.
everything's not supposed to taste sweet and savory. Everything's not supposed to have salt and pepper and all this extra stuff, right? Food is there to fuel your body. That's not necessarily mean that you can't be human and have balance and enjoy some of your favorite foods. We're not saying that. But we have to look at food from the focal point of this is only here to have me functioning at a high level and operating at a high level. So when you can get past that part of, oh, this doesn't taste how I want it to taste, or it's not giving me that sugar rush, or you know, this desired taste, then we've grown, or we've elevated in our fitness journey, or our nutritional diet. You know what I'm saying? So
all facts.
Yeah, food is a tool. It's not for fun.
Yeah, man, look at the results of you eating for taste all the time.
Yeah.
Back rolls. got them back rolls.
Big back activity.
The lobster rolls.
Yeah, more back than Outback Steakhouse.
Big back activity.
More rolls than Polioli.
Big back activity.
You out here built like Roland Martin.
Big back activity.
And we don't want that.
At all.
First of all.
No Diddy, you know?
If you know, you know. That then just no Diddy for sure. Anyway. But you got to change your mindset, right? Nothing wrong with a cheat meal. I ain't going to hold you. I had a cheat meal this week. I'm about to have another one tomorrow. It's my birthday week. But I mean, you got to think around all year. You know, I haven't had no alcohol all year. I've been eating clean. I eat meal prep every day. In between clients, you know what I'm saying? Bring my lunch to work. But like, yeah, so I'm gonna enjoy something. But it can't just be every meal. That ain't how I go. You know what I mean?
And not only that, I tell my clients this, right? Especially my day ones, or some of my even my reoccurring clients, right? I tell them that you want to exercise either the 80-20 rule or 90-10 rule, right? 80 mm-hmm. Discipline and focus as far as your nutrition, your exercise, and 20% balance and fun, or 20% balance and other, right? Enjoying yourself, that cheat meal, XYZ, or 90% straight focus, your meals, you know, your nutrition is down pat, as well as your exercise. And then that 10%, you know, go have fun, do your thing, you know, maybe a drink or two on the weekend, something moderate, right? But more times than not, we want to stay disciplined. We want to stay dedicated to our meals and our, you know, our approach to fitness. That way we can get the results that we say we're looking for. A lot of people 50-50, and in the 50% when they're supposed to be doing what they need to do, they're not even doing that.
50-50 ain't going to get you there.
50-50 ain't going to get you shit.
You're only going to be balancing that belly.
Belly?
Balancing them titties.
Tony, you're out of here, brother. Oh, man. Y'all roasted me like a Walmart chicken? Yes.
Let him cook.
Rotisserie.
Nice plain white tee with your slogan in black. What are you talking about, Shy?
Your shirt. You're talking about your shirt.
Oh, yours. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, huh? Thanks. Can she digest raw kale? Probably.
I'm the same way. How you spend out the bag?
I've done that before too. There's something good about how nasty my green juice is. I had some nasty green juice today, but it's good but nasty at the same time. Cardi wannabe is crazy. That's insane.
Strike three, you're out.
Waiting on Spider-Mo 202 for the Jazz, but real talk, she right though. My protein smoothies be tasting weird as hell after, but I put all my supplements in it. A month ago, stop the cat. That's BBL. If she say if she said years ago, I believe her. Nobody transforms in a month like that unless you're already close. I mean, if you've had terrible habits and you cleaned your shit up completely and you already were working out, you could make a major change in a month. She might have a BBL though. I'm not sure. I don't even know who that is. I ain't look at her body or nothing. I just
the message,
the video,
the message it sticks though.
Yeah, despite
the BBL, eating for results over other than taste is the whole gist. Yeah,
she's still on point. with her BBL ass.
Fact.
Salt and seasoning are not the same thing. That's what causes many diseases in minorities. That's a good point. Seafood boils and crab legs are disgusting, especially hearing how folks slurp them down.
Strike three, you're out.
No diddy. You know. Yeah.
Slurp them down. Baldy is crazy. You
know, what's going on there? I like baked sweet potatoes without any seasoning. Same with roasted corn. Same here. They're making fun of white people for snacking on carrots and celery and fruit. But the diet, you know the rest.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Twice a day, chicken breast, mustard, and arugula. So boring but satisfying. That'll get you there. I don't work this hard to come home to some kale. I would have smacked that bowl if she made that on the floor. This guy's crazy, man. Mine is on 317. Happy early birthday. Jenny, I'm still in that recipe. Joe is good. Marty out here big backing, calorie stacking, and snacking. But seriously, we got to earn our cheat meals. I earn my shit. I'll tell you that. Balancing that back. I'm calling the HR. Eating raw kale is like eating raw collards. It ain't that bad. Coming in late as a typical black dude. Yeah, we know.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We know, Ninja. Then Big Back stay disrespecting the crab legs. Oh, what's up, Joe? 925, Joe. What's good, bro?
I'm not going to say what race.
You ain't been here in a while. And you late. It's like, no, I'm playing. I got to lock in with a diet, but I think I'm going to start cutting out fast food completely then progressing to the level y'all are talking about. Yeah, you got to start somewhere, man.
Steps, man.
Yeah, and she really gets some women mad because she tells them to lose weight, but some women think they are giving men the middle finger by gaining weight. Oh, wow. I guess they don't worry about fatty liver and diabetes. Yeah, that's retarded. That's stupid as fuck. Oh, man. Hey, Tune, we got to talk to the fellas, man. We got to talk to the fellas, bro. The fellas said, looks ain't everything, so who cares if you work out?
Let's chop them up, man.
And you know what I said?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Let's check it out, man. Oh, brother. It's definitely an old brother. I can't find the video. Hold on. I can't find it. Oh, here you go.
I don't need to do nothing. Nigga, check this out. Y'all want to be weak? Now I'm about to really have y'all weak. I want to get entertained and shit. Nigga, I don't need to do shit, nigga. You see my shit? Nigga, I got titties, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, you see my shit, nigga?
Oh, brother.
I'm fat as fuck, nigga. I got the fat nigga bill, bro. Fuck it, nigga. I still talk shit, though, bro. I don't care. Why y'all think looks mean everything? What is wrong with people?
This is insane.
Like, because I hate people because they don't see something right then and there in their face. Like, it doesn't, like,
no, brother,
astonish them right then and there. Then they think, oh, well, this nigga ain't doing nothing to me, nigga. Look at this fat ass nigga. Look at me, right, y'all? Pudgy. Right? They probably think that I'll beat this nigga the fuck up. I know that a lot of y'all niggas thinking that, like, I'll wash this nigga up, bro. This nigga's not like that, bro.
Tune, he washing you.
I'll really beat this nigga up. Bro, a lot of y'all niggas is probably bigger than me, bro. Like, a lot of y'all niggas probably like 6'1", shit like that. Bro, I'm 24 years old, bro. I'm only 5'6", bro. I'm not even gonna lie, bro. I'm a short nigga for my age, bro. I'm small for my age. But I'll dead ass smack you with my dick and a gun. Fuck you.
God.
No diddy, you know?
Brother, this guy stinks.
He's out of here too.
He's definitely out of here. he's gotta go. That was his thing. Fitness might not even help him. He might need to go in the institution. He might have to talk to somebody, bro. Yeah.
Complex for real.
Hold on. What do you say?
I don't need to do nothing.
Hold on. What do you say?
For my age, bro. I'm small for my age. But I'll dead ass smack you with my dick and a gun. Fuck you.
No diddy, you know. First of all,
yo, that's passive. That's passive.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, fat ninjas, y'all took an L today. Oh, man. Jenny, hold that thought, Jenny. We're going to get to these comments. Body built by Bojangles. He really think he cooking, and that's what's crazy.
Facts.
The admission of titties is diabolical.
Nope.
That was insane. You know the whole room smell funky as fuck. Dude look like an epitome of a dusty black dude. Yeah. Jenny says, shut up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
First of all, pause. He really made his titties jiggle and proud of it. Who hurt him? It is unclear. I don't know. Yeah, no, yeah, definitely no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
Lock C. Marty up for showing that video. All right, I locked myself up. I'm gone. I'm out of here. Smack us with his wet and a gun ninja.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. A stoned low testosterone big back. That is delusional. Put on a bra and get help. Agreed.
Facts.
I'm small for my age. Yeah, that was a crazy comment. I'm small for my age.
I have a no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
Low pee pee.
No Diddy, you know.
Send that ninja to Arkham Asylum. Nah, for real, bro. That was crazy.
Wow.
That dude looks like if he were to go work out, that he'll be smelling up the whole gym. Something fierce. He look like he don't shower. He talk a lot of shit for down there.
Hey, yo.
Whoa.
Hey, yo. No Diddy, you know?
Whoa. Got some clarification on that.
Strike three, you're out. You go.
Oh, man. You bragging about having titties. What's wrong with you, bro? That was, yeah, bragging about man boobs is crazy. He out of breath just doing a video to 16-year-olds at Muay Thai gym with Wash Buddy. Absolutely. Oh, my God. They were crushing. Pause. Oh, poor baby. Guess it's time. It's that time of month. He's bloating pretty bad. No stamina having ass. He need to stop crying and go babysit his stepkids. He always say somebody got stepkids, bro.
For real.
I hope it's no stepmoms on the thing, man, or stepdads on here, bro. I hate when people say this. Ain't no way I'm walking around with a Michelin man build. I hear that.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Happy birthday to March Fish Babies. That new soundbite is hilarious. Shut your big ass up, nigga. Hilarious. But look like he fresh out of Rikers. Dusty ass. I keep on getting traumatized by these clips. My bad, bruh. Happy birthday week. Appreciate it, bruh. Where is he small at? Is small in a room with us? I guess so. I don't know. Pause. Lil Weezy. Hey, yo. He mad with his barber. He look like he need a spotter to bench 135. He probably get turned on when he look at himself in the mirror. Hey, yo. Don't turn my short joke into Diddyism. Dude look like a Black Hood Pillsbury Doughboy. Hey, yo. Hey, Jenny, when we get to the end, if you're still here, ask that question. I still want to address that question. All right. We got Fat Phobia is Uncomfortable, Toon. You heard that before? No?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's check it out. Fat Phobia is Uncomfortable. Let's check it out.
People are fat phobic on this platform. You should be uncomfortable.
Preach, sister. Preach.
You should be uncomfortable.
Preach. Preach.
It is irresponsible to come on an app.
Uh-oh.
Where there are vulnerable young people.
Uh-oh. What? What?
And be so fat phobic.
Okay. What else? What we got? What we got?
To spread such hate and harm.
Oh, hate and harm.
And do it under the guise of caring about people.
Okay.
And making it about people not caring about themselves.
Okay.
You don't get to do that. And it's tolerated too much. And it's made light of heart too much.
Oh, she gonna say something crazy.
Fat phobia should make you uncomfortable because it is intertwined with every single other system of oppression that exists.
People, it's intertwined with every single system of oppression that exists. Peep, what she say?
It is related to sexism, racism, homophobia, xenophobia, classism.
I don't even know what that is.
And so when you talk about one, you talk about it all.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked.
Tell you to shut up, man. What's the
button? What the fuck are we talking about, bruh?
Press the button.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
What are we talking about here, man?
How are we relating?
I don't even believe in fat phobia, cause I ain't scared of y'all big backs. Phobia means I'm scared. I'm not scared of y'all. I'm not scared. I'm trying to help y'all big ass.
Let's get that straight. Number one.
But you're like it's real life and no diddy when I say this.
No diddy, you know.
Like it's really people out here who hate gay people, bruh. Like. You're not going to compare that to not liking fat people. It is not the same, bruh. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
There's people out here who really hate black people. It's not the same. They hate Latinos. It's not the same as hating fat or not liking fat people. It's literally not the same. It's rich people who hate regular motherfuckers like us. It's not the same as fat phobia, bruh. Quote unquote fat phobia. Y'all got to stop with this shit, bruh. You have control over this. You chose to eat that food. You chose to eat the cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
You chose to play this song when you walk up the steps. You chose to eat all the smoked chicken at the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
Yeah.
You chose to eat all that. You chose to go to church, listen to the word, and then go big back after the word. The pastor told you, God don't want you to be a glutton. And you still was a glutton. So I don't want to hear nothing about this. Don't sit here and act like it's just so much hate against y'all. You're actively choosing to grow that back.
Big back activity.
You got anything on that tune?
It's the victim mentality for me. You have 100% control over your mind. I don't want to hear about depression. I don't want to hear about your environment. I don't want to hear about how you were raised. Nobody picked that fork up repeatedly and force fed that shit down your throat. No diddy. You made those decisions. Now you got to live with the consequences. And you can't get mad at people for hopping on a free platform that everybody has free will to and to speak their mind about something that is facts and it applies to you, unfortunately, because you chose to live the unhealthy lifestyle. You dig what I'm saying? So you can't get mad at people for telling you that you're big and that you need to make a lifestyle change or you're going to potentially deal with conditions unfavorable to your longevity.
And they don't want to think about that shit.
They don't want to think about that shit. So you're going to deflect and neglect your health try to put it on other shit to make yourself feel better or like make yourself feel less worse than you do internally because you failed to continue to do the work, right? So don't get mad at us because we live in fit, active and attractive.
Yeah.
Back and calorie stacking and slacking on your mackin'.
Big back activity.
Mashing the potatoes.
Mm.
You dig what I'm saying?
Mashing and stashing.
in fashion,
and door dashing,
with a passion.
Let him cook.
You dig?
Let him cook.
Hey, son, that was your best bar, son. Hey, you know I'm gonna have to use that joint, bro.
Come on, man. Like, and then what's crazy is they try to make, because the way she spoke with so much conviction, it almost like if you weren't a strong enough minded individual, she would almost make you feel bad for how she was speaking, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Damn, are we wrong for calling out these big backs? You dig what I'm saying?
You ain't never gonna make me feel bad about it.
Hands and everything, and the pauses in between, it was like, damn. I'm like, damn. Well, I feel bad. I feel bad for being healthy. I feel bad for being in shape.
Don't make me feel bad for that shit.
I don't feel bad at all. Fuck out of here.
People are fat phobic on this platform. You should be uncomfortable.
This is like, damn.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You should be uncomfortable.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, we got one more for her.
It is irresponsible.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Get out of here. We don't have time for that.
God.
we don't, that's what we don't have time for. Oh, y'all are cooking her ass, bro. They cooking the shit out of her ass. Yo, what is wrong with y'all, bro? Oh, man. I can smell the chunk funk from my left hand. Bitch, shut up and make some collard greens.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Caring about yourself means caring about your health. Exactly. Yeah, she does have stains on her top. Hold on.
To come on an app.
Hold up.
Where there are vulnerable.
Do you see that stain?
Right there by her belly. Am I tripping?
Or yeah, right there by her.
Belly, Deli?
That's her voice, too.
Belly, Deli?
Yeah, that's a stain on there. And you know what I got to say to her?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I'm stained.
Oh, man. Being fat is uncomfortable enough, baby girl. She's definitely tripping. You know she smells at the whole buffet with a combination of chunk funk and rotten fish. Hey, yo. I bet her breath smell like baby shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going, dude.
Who hurt you, bro? Who hurt Wicked Scorpion? Nah, I'm playing. Baby. All that fat has her thoughts clogged up. She's saying a bunch of nothing, but can she fit in the lift? She gonna be the next one to sue Lyft. I never seen a fat homeless person. Hey, yo, girl, if you don't.
Boy, if you don't.
Xenophobia means being afraid of people from other countries, which makes no damn sense. Oh, no, I didn't know that. Fat phobia is rooted in racism. We don't get to tell people they'll die if they out of shape, man. Shut the hell up. How is that xenophobic, you jackass? Exactly. She sounds out of breath from lung pauses. Fat phobic doesn't exist as who's scared of fat people. That's what I'm saying, bruh. Whole bunch of word salad. Clean the stains off your dress, bruh. Oh, what'd it say? Old bitch thinks she Martin Luther King of big backs. She made a video while waiting for greens on the stove. People who complain about fat phobia are the main ones talking ish about fit people. That is a fact. If anything, then people from other countries are more in shape than we are. Yep. How in the F is fat phobia rooted in oppression? As always, there weren't any fat people during slavery and the civil rights movement. I love it. Going straight to going to Corral after this Sunday service. And she went there before the Sunday service. Being fat is not handicap. It's a choice. If you choose to be fat, do both. That's your damn fault. You know what's the crazy part about a lot of these women? Would look good if they just lose weight, but they want to be victims instead.
Let him cook.
I'm telling you. Her old...
It's barbecue in there.
Head ass. Toon was spitting just... Yeah, Toon had the bars, man. Her favorite music group, Black Eyed Peas. She need to get uncomfortable and get in that gym and whip up a meal plan. I'm tired of her. Okay, Dolly. Saying being overweight is in your DNA is bullshit. You can break those curses on other areas of your life, but not your health. In the words of Senator Clay Davis from The Wire, shit. She really does have stains. She did have stains on her dress. Those big backs will claim fit people are too small, will blow away in the wind, and they spend too much time in the gym. Man, that all that shit is bullshit. inspiring speeches with Chick-fil-A sauce on her belly, wasting potential and youth by being obese. Mike's favorite boy, if you don't mind, is it gotta eat. We know she gotta eat.
It gotta eat.
We know that. Whoever QB she blocked for can shoot dice in the pocket. This guy's crazy, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
This guy's insane, bro.
Can shoot dice in the pocket. Is crazy.
Her favorite film is American Pie. I gotta get her one more time soon.
Young people. And be so fat phobic.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
That joint is crazy aggressive.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
I don't want to hear anything about racism. Shut up.
Classism.
You talking about, dog? Just need to go to health class. She need to go to spin class. She's talking about racism. She need to do a 5K race.
Book a class with C-Marty Fit.
No, I'm telling you. What you talking about, bro?
I heard big ass pushing ass.
Yeah, she... She's talking about oppression. She need to do some plate presses and press the plate away from her ass. Fuck is you talking about? Why is she talking like Dr. Umar? Oh, man. She has a fridge in the bedroom and eats snacks there on her bed. Probably. Yo, get off the screen. She getting on my nerves. My bad, bruh. The last woman to have stains on her dress was Monica Lewinsky. That's insane. That's insane. Really? That's what we're doing. That's what we're fucking doing today. No reverse racism today. Reverse racism. Shut up. We didn't have any reverse racism clips today. But, I don't consider that one a reverse racism clip. I'll get one for you next show or next week. She talking like that to catch her breath. I guess so. All right. Last one we got tuned. They said it's...
No Diddy, you know?
For men to get on the Stairmaster. You heard that?
What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's see what we got.
I see a straight male on the Stairmaster, on the Stairstepper. I'm like... Okay, girl dinner. That's for girls. It's for girls only.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
What's up with these mixed chicks, man?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
For real.
What's up with the mixed chicks? They've been tweaking lately. What's going on, man?
I guess we know Diddy, man.
First, they say we not at the gym enough.
No Diddy, you know.
They say men too fat, men out of shape. No, we can't get on the Stairmaster.
We can't.
That one's getting a reaction for sure.
Yeah, you got to react to that for sure.
That one's getting a reaction. I'm about to cut her ass up. The mixed chicks. They got the mixed chicks got mixed feelings. They got mixed thoughts, mixed views. Go ahead, bro.
They hang with moms.
They don't know if they're feeling black or white today.
Black and yellow.
They don't know if they're a yellow bone or a red bone. Mixed bone. Bony Braxton. Tony Bono. Oh, man. Let's see what we got, man. Y'all are crazy, bro. OCD, more like OBCD. Facts.
Let him cook.
get on my nerves every time they equate this fat phobia bullshit to racism. Yeah, I can't stand that shit either. I don't know how I ended up here, but good night, y'all. Well, hey, well, thank you for joining the show. Appreciate you.
Welcome to the show.
That is E. Claire. Appreciate you, E. Claire. Hope you hit the like button, E. Claire. Make sure y'all hit the like button before we get out of here. Men should never do hip thrusts. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
I'm doing hip thrusts. You can call it no diddy if you want to.
No diddy, you know.
I'm doing hip thrusts.
I'm doing hip thrusts too.
Yeah, I would say never mind. I'm doing hip thrusts. I said what I said, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Dom the Monko, Monko. It's like the second or third light-skinned woman to say something dissy as fuck. What is going on? That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's going on with the mixed chicks. She fine, but she stupid. Baby girl, you fine?
Baby girl, you fine?
I remember this clip, dude. The fuck she talking about? Matter of fact, I did react to this joint. I think Brown Baldy was around for that back in the day. Who the fuck says it is for women only? These mixed chicks more confused than a male ladybug. Hey. Dom the Monko, Monko. I never heard that before, bro. That's funny as shit. People really saying some Valley Girl shit for views and likes. Definitely some Valley Girl shit. I was on it yesterday, and what? She gonna call you?
No diddy, you know?
What is she talking about? You need to do better and mind your business. Facts. Joey Swole voice. Walking upstairs is no diddy now. Add that to the list of women icks now.
No diddy, you know?
Still had time for your typical meal preps. I know it's late. Yeah, I got you at the end of this, Jenny. Mixed chicks with a swirl of drama. Dom the Monko. I hope a firefighter saw this clip. If her apartment ever caught on fire, they're going to remember she said climbing stairs is gay. That's crazy. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Not Valley Girl. I meant airhead shit. No, you said what you said, bro. She need to go audition for a Tubi. Yo, another Tubi film is crazy. She mixed with Alabama Avenue and Crane Highway. Dom the Monko, Monko. Genuine making fitness commentary now. Hey, yo. I'm doing hip thrusts. Great for your lower back. We need strong glutes to support the lower back. And if you're a ditzy mixed girl who has issues with men taking Pilates and using a treadmill, don't watch the podcast. Real quick, Jenny, my meal preps is usually either chicken, salmon, or shrimp, or steak. The vegetables, usually green beans or asparagus and jasmine rice or sweet potato. Tune, what you do?
I do ground bison, ground lamb, or like a high fat-free percentage ground beef. Yeah, I do a type of white fish, whether it be flounder, cod. I do shrimp as well. Greens, I do green beans, Brussels sprouts, spinach, sauteed spinach, and then, you know, complex carbs, sweet potato, keep it really simple. I do like a red potato, you know, or I do a quinoa. Real chill, real, and I, you know, get some fruits in there as well. Mix it up.
You dig? You dig? Yeah, man.
Plain and simple.
For sure, man. Hey, fire episode today, man. That was good shit. Good shit. Going to catch the last little bit of the podcast. Got to get up early. All right, Mike. Soon a man crying after birth will be called zesty. That's
no
crazy.
Diddy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, appreciate y'all watching, man. Go ahead. Follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. You're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. And if you want the audio form, less brunches, more crunches, Apple Podcast. Tune, go ahead, plug your stuff in. We're going to get up out of here.
Sweat for the Check on Instagram. Shoot me a follow. Ask me any questions you're curious about. You know, self-improvement is always on the menu. Appreciate y'all tapping in for another fire episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. If you a ditzy, dig. If you a Dixie, ditzy, mixed race, don't watch the podcast. If you think fat phobia is racist and you think we hating on y'all big backs, don't watch the podcast. If you hop in from Planet Fitness without working out to IHOP, don't watch the podcast. if you were a 24-year-old ninja with fat titties and you want to slap us with your piece on some weird shit, don't watch the podcast. Appreciate y'all.
Hey, man, you know what it is, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button before y'all get out of here. Shout out to the Playback Gang. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you a big back wearing a stained garment talking about oppressing, don't watch the podcast. If you eat hi-hop and your ish smells like a dead rat, don't watch the podcast. If you do hip thrusts on full and half danks, don't watch the podcast. That's crazy, man. Hey, we live again Sunday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Appreciate y'all, man. We're going to cut up. We're going to educate a little bit, but we're going to talk that real. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Catch y'all Sunday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Good shit, bro.